This listener essay is by Kate Cohen.
Remember back in the old days when you wanted to meet friends at the fair? You had to agree in advance on a time and place. Pig races at 2. Don't be late. And to be sure you had the pig racing schedule, you had to save the special fair insert from Thursday's paper. And remember when to get to the fair, you had to ask ahead of time for directions, or maybe even look at a map? Now we just say, I'll text you when I get there, and we get there by turning when our GPS tells us to. And of course, the pig racing schedule is instantly available online. Planning ahead is so last century. Well, I'm old-fashioned. I think I miss the 20th century. And in the kitchen, I think I miss the 19th. I like recipes that take days, or even weeks. Marinades, pickles, sourdough breads, homemade raspberry liqueur. Overnight soak, 2-day rest, refrigerate for at least an hour. Yes, please. Even if you're not a glutton for punishing recipes like me, you can't really cook without planning ahead. At a minimum, you need to have the right ingredients on hand. Even the ramen in those orange packets has to be bought before it can be boiled. And then there are all those recipes for which eggs have to be room temperature, butter has to be softened, beans have to be soaked. I've known otherwise capable grown-ups to falter at the discovery, in the middle of a recipe, that the spices they just mixed have to be rubbed on the lamb yesterday, or that the cheesecake they just pulled out of the oven for tonight's dessert can't possibly be eaten until tomorrow. In the kitchen with my kids, I try to give them the sense that they can cook anything they want to, as long as they plan ahead. Yes, we can make pretzels. We just have to wait for the dough to rise. Cookies? Sure. Get the butter out and we'll do it after dinner. The pudding in that photo does look good. Let's just read through the recipe and make sure we have everything we need. And once we've started cooking, I still try to get them to anticipate, to think through each step to the next one. Wait! I'll cry. What are you doing? I'm cutting a biscuit, replies my 6-year-old daughter, just barely managing not to say, obviously. I know, but why are you putting the cutter there? Where's it supposed to go? Oh, over here. Right. As close to the edge as possible, and then as close to the others as possible, I say, not for the first time. That way we'll get the most. Poor Lena. She just wants the immediate satisfaction of cutting through dough. She doesn't want to have to think about it first. And I just want her to learn how satisfying forethought can be. I mean, sure, in 10 years or so, she'll use her phone to meet up with her friend at the fair, and a soothing auto voice will direct her as she drives. Or maybe the car will drive itself. But if she hasn't planned ahead, she still might not get there before the last pig has raced.
Kate Cohen is a writer and editor in Albany, New York. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.